is the Bloomberg Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Bonnie Quinn on Bloomberg Radio.
The New York International Auto Show continues, and with a very special nod to that show, we want to bring in a very interesting new company. Do you worry about getting fancy tires stolen off your car? How about fancy tires stolen off your bicycle? Well, worry no more, because RimTech has a new wheel anti-theft tracking device and mobile app. And joining us today in studio, Terry Gaskin. He is head of Project Overlord. They're the creator of RimTech. And also joining us is the chief technical advisor, Guru Salwa. So, gentlemen, we welcome you to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well.
Thank you.
So, Terry, let's start with you. Tell us the story of Project Overlord and RimTech. How did this come about?
Well, last year I was looking at opening up an aftermarket accessories company in Houston. And one of the things that I was noticing on the news was the vast amount of tire theft that was happening. And I thought to myself, I said, well, what if that happens to one of my clients? And I just sold them some rims. And most entrepreneurs would say, well, hey, it's okay. I just get to make more money and sell more rims. My idea was to come up with something to help my customers in that situation.
So you're in Houston.
I'm in Washington.
But you said your company was based in Houston.
I was opening up a company in Houston.
I see. But you're based in Washington.
That is correct.
Do you have a technical background?
Absolutely not. I don't.
Wow.
And this, you know, by the grace of God, this has come to my attention. And we started to put together assets. And one of the assets that we were able to bring in was Guru and their team at Progeny.
So explain to us exactly how it works, this RimTech project.
Okay. Well, basically the project works like this. There's an accompanying app that actually controls the entire system. The technology is located inside the tire. If a thief gets within 6 inches of the tire, it would automatically alert the owner on their cell phone. And there's a two-stage alarm system. So the second one is actually not just by proximity, but it's by motion.
Mm.
So if the tire is moved either in an eighth of an inch, it will actually alert the police within by
how
SMS.
How has nobody thought of this before, or do you have competitors?
No, we don't have any competitors. And
is it a difficult technology to put into?
Let's ask Guru that question.
Yeah.
So you're the technical advisor. Yeah. So you got a call on the phone from this guy who says, "Hey, I've got a great idea for something that I've got the idea, but I need someone to actually create it."
Absolutely, I think that's a very good question. It's also a classic situation of mobility impacting the common man. And how do we actually deliver benefit of technology, and particularly mobility, as the whole world is moving towards mobility, to a common man on the ground? I think this is a classic example of that. And if you look at the whole solution footprint which we've evolved, it's got to do with a combination of mobile technology, the hardware, and the software. So we are combining the cloud and the wheel, and we are delivering a unique experience.
I get a picture in my head of the original, you know, caveman, right, inventing the wheel, and
absolutely,
now loop, and then looks up, and here's connection to the
exactly.
cloud.
That's right.
And very, very importantly, I think since all of us use mobile phones, with my phone, if I'm able to protect my expensive wheel, I think that's a great takeaway from this solution. And also, switching to commercials, the custom wheels market is about over $2.6 billion.
Really?
And I think very few people know about it.
Custom wheels for cars?
Custom wheels for cars.
Wow.
$2.6 billion market. And I think Overlord is solving a core problem of protecting those expensive wheels. And we're excited to be a part.
What did people do up to now, Guru? Because I realize that people, you know, spend a lot of money on their wheels.
Right, absolutely. So far, I think it's been a physical logs and things like that. But I think in the technology world, with mobility playing a big role in our lives, it empowers each of us to not only protect the wheel, but also track the wheel. As it gets stolen, you know exactly where's the wheel going, and you're able to track it up to 10 feet or wherever they take it. And even as the wheel is in motion, in case, you know, we don't respond to the alarms and things like that in time, you can track the wheel on your app.
Wow. So What about, how'd you get this off the ground? What about financing? Were you able to bootstrap this yourself, Terry, or did you find some investors to help you out?
Well, we've been doing it ourselves. We just took on our first investor relatively recently, as of yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Congratulations.
For the process, thank you. For the process of a year, it's been myself and Guru, obviously our tech team and people that we have involved. And we've done a lot of PR and different things, and we've bootstrapped it all. We just actually started our new Indiegogo campaign last month. It's been on about a month, and so far we've had 13,000 hits to that Indiegogo campaign.
Oh, that's great.
That's
now,
awesome.
What would the product retail for?
The product would retail around $299 per unit. Mm-hmm. They actually can protect all their wheels.
$299?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And,
per wheel?
Per wheel.
So it's going to cost me about 4 times 3, about $1,200 for my car.
Yes, typically, but you would only need one, because typically thieves steal all four wheels. They don't steal just
that's
one.
That's true.
So that if you have one device in your vehicle, it's pretty much going to take care of your entire vehicle.
Also, if you change your wheel for some reason, it's portable, I imagine.
Absolutely. You can transfer it from one wheel to the other. Another good thing that we talked about a few seconds ago was a notification system between the owner and the vehicle. They're notified instantly. And one of the things we have a two-stage alarm system is because police are very concerned about false alarms. Mm-hmm. So in order for the person to come out and make sure this wheel is actually getting stolen and not just somebody walking by their wheels by happenstance, that's why there's a two-stage system. Mm-hmm. And it notifies the police upon movement.
But there's no, Guru, there's no, like, bing, 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 bell or alarm that goes off.
There is an alarm.
So they, if I'm a thief.
Yeah. There's an alarm in the car. There's an alarm on your phone.
Okay, I see.
So if you're away from the car, your phone.
So if I'm Eve, the person who's trying to steal the wheel might just be back off right then because they're going to hear this alarm going off.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And another thing about the wheels that people have to really understand is that the financial aspects of a wheel, not just custom wheels, affects all vehicles. So, for example, I drive a Dodge Ram, okay, and my wheels, just on my regular factory wheels, are worth about $600 per rim.
Wow.
Okay. Not counting the cost of the tire itself, and not just to mention the headaches, example of towing, et cetera, et cetera. So it's 100% profit for a thief to steal even a regular wheel off of a vehicle. We looked at the news yesterday, and there's a dealership that got hit over in Bloomingdale, Illinois, I believe, and they got 125 sets of rims off of all their vehicles in front of their dealership stolen.
Wow.
So
it's a big problem.
So, Guru, what were you doing? What was your company doing before you partnered with Terry Gaskin?
We are an enterprise in mobility, and we're helping small businesses and the corporates leverage mobility for business success. We do both mobile apps for small and medium businesses, and we also participate with enterprise mobility customers. And incidentally, we are also partners with IBM. On mobility, and we use cross-platform tools of IBM to really build solutions of this nature, which need huge scalability across platforms, and that's what we do.
Several of the people that work for our company in our technical division were former department heads at Nokia, which is the largest cell phone company in the world. Okay.
Yeah.
And they work in the section that designs mobility and GPS solutions. So it was really a godsend for us to bring those people on board to work for our project. And, of course, Guru will tell you they were very excited to work on our project because it's ingenuitive.
Yeah.
It's extremely groundbreaking. So we're looking very forward to the challenge of having to do that and help save the world from theft.
We are going to continue this conversation. We're speaking, you just heard the voice there, Terry Gaskin, Project Overlord, creator of RimTech, which is a new anti-theft tracking device and mobile application for wheels, all kinds of wheels, bicycle wheels, tricycle wheels, car wheels, truck wheels.
That's right.
Big wheels, like Bonnie
right.
Quinn.
That's right.
And also we are speaking with Guru Solway, who's the technical advisor on the project. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio. This is the Bloomberg Advantage.
...1930 seconds, yield 1.89%. That's your Bloomberg Business Flash. It is 1:52 on Wall Street.
This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Bonnie Quinn on Bloomberg Radio.
The Bloomberg Advantage is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. We're continuing our conversation now with Terry Gaskin, creator of RimTech, Project Overlord. The RimTech technology is a new anti-theft tracking device and mobile app for wheels. And the technical advisor on the project, and that's Guru Solway. So, gentlemen, thanks again for joining us. Terry, when will we be able to buy these variety of products, from bicycle wheel protectors to, you know, I don't know, race car protectors, and where will we buy them?
Well, RimTech is our first product, and it's only for automobiles, SUVs, trucks, et cetera. That'll be available around October. And we're typically going to introduce a product every single year. Our next product will be motorcycles, and hence add a new product every single year after that. And we have a bike product, as you just said, a product for construction equipment, a product for farming equipment.
Have you taken any money? Sorry.
I'm sorry?
I know you said you'd been bootstrapping, but are you looking to take money?
For my Indiegogo campaign, and then after our Kickstarter campaign primarily, but no, we're done with investors.
One of our faithful listeners, Greg, is an avid bicycle, not motorcycle, and he says, I have $3,200 carbon fiber road bike wheels. As I said, bike wheels can be hugely expensive.
Absolutely.
How do they mount the technology into the cycling wheels?
It will be done the same way it is on our automobile wheels. It'll be inside the tire. Yes.
Physically inside
the tire.
There'll be a small device inside the...
How do you put it inside the tire?
Tire makers? Or how do you...
That would be one of our natural partners.
Mm-hmm. But how do you do it? I mean, it must be a teeny tiny device that you put in through the place the air goes in?
It is a very tiny device. It will also have a GSM piece in that, and it has a small battery.
Is it nano kind of technology?
Which will keep it going. Not as much nano, but pretty much GSM and wireless technology.
So do you have to pull the tire back from the side of the rim and then put it in there and stick the tire, the rubber tire, back under the rim? Wow.
That's correct. And the reason it's on the inside of the tire, because if there was a solution on the outside of the tire, whether it was a car or whether it was a bike or motorcycle, it'd be very easy for a thief to just walk up and just take that off.
Yeah.
Very simple. But our technology is such that you'd literally have to tear the bike apart to get to the product.
Well, that's why I'm asking if you've got partnerships with the tire makers, because it would seem to me that the easiest time to do that would be when they're actually finishing the making of the tire.
As a matter of fact, we have not established those partnerships with the bike makers yet, but there are partnerships that are looming with the automobile manufacturers.
Yeah.
And basically, the tires with automobiles are done the same way. So all of our partners are naturally your automobile manufacturers.
Do you guys have patents on this?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure many have tried and failed at this, right? Because it's a brilliant idea, but somebody must have had it before.
Well, we did some patent research, and I'll let our guru talk about this.
Yeah, but I think that's a very interesting question. I know many people tried, but today it's a age of mobility, as I said earlier. So if you really use mobile platform to build a solution, while you retain the hardware piece and the software piece and the communication part of it, I think it's going to make a big difference. So
I think it's you that makes the difference, Guru Solway.
A lot of people.
It's a team effort. It's been a great team, and Terry has been doing a great job.
And one of the things, again, I was extremely blessed to, because most people can't put together a team that I've been blessed to put together. The people like Guru and companies like that aren't just walking around the street for you to walk up and meet them. So
how did you find them? Did you go online? Did somebody?
No, it's really...
That's very interesting.
It's a very interesting story.
Okay, somebody tell the story.
Sure, I'll tell the story. Go ahead.
Okay. I own an insurance brokerage, and we both resided in Houston at the time. And I actually thought Guru, we actually co-shared an executive suite. And every month, a new company would come up and introduce themselves and what they do. So I actually was in the office one day, and I actually saw Guru in the office, and I actually thought he was someone else. So I went up to him and I said, hey, I really liked what you said the other day, and et cetera, et cetera. And he said, I think you have me confused with somebody else. And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, since I'm naturally curious, well, what do you do? And he told me, we prepare mobility products and solutions for technology products. And I said, really? I said, well, that's the idea I've been thinking about for about a year now. And it came together from there.
I think you overheard me on a conference call.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just kidding. that is an interesting meet, and we never look back.
So how many employees so far?
Or 10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
That's decent size.
Yes, it's actually just started. And the cool thing about this company is that when you have a technology product that people believe in, and which is, money is a byproduct of what we do, our real goal is to help stamp out theft around the world. People are really focused and committed to what we're trying to do. So a lot of our people that work for our company are there until we get to where we can.
And this is so important. You pointed out during the break, auto theft down 65%, but these very expensive wheels, wheel theft way up, and you can strip a car of its wheels in less than 2 minutes.
In less than 2 minutes. We've actually seen, I think the fastest video I've seen was 43 seconds.
Oh, my Lord.
It's amazing.
And what do they have, four people working at
four
once?
Four people, one at once. And they're in and out of there so fast.
You just need one of those machines that undoes the...
We've seen it done a lot of different ways, from machines to actual just tire wrenches. And people purchased these wheel locks. That's probably the only protections out there in the world.
Right.
But they actually can get taken off by a professional tire thief in less than 3 seconds.
Rim Tech. Boy, coming soon to a website, to a store near you. Thank you so much to Terry Gaskin, Project Overlord, creator of Rim Tech, along with Guru Solway, the company, the mobility man who puts it all together. Thanks so much for joining us in studio today. Keep it right here. Taking Stock starts right now on Bloomberg Radio.